Fair housing is where generic, national prep courses will fail you, because New York protects more classes than federal law does. Let's fix that gap. Start with federal law. The Fair Housing Act protects 7 classes: race, color, religion, national origin, sex, disability, and familial status. Familial status means households with children under 18, and it's tested often. New York adds more, including age, marital status, military status, source of income, sexual orientation, and gender identity. Source of income is the one people miss. In New York, refusing to rent to someone because they use a housing voucher is a violation. You also need 3 practices by name. Steering is guiding buyers toward or away from neighborhoods based on a protected characteristic. Blockbusting is frightening owners into selling by claiming the neighborhood is changing. And redlining is denying loans or insurance based on a neighborhood's demographics. Expect at least one question that describes the behavior and asks you to name it. Here's one. A landlord refuses to rent to a family because they have young children. This violates which protected class? A. Marital status. B. Familial status. C. National origin. Or D. Source of income. The answer is B. Familial status, which covers households with children under 18. Marital status is a separate protected class, and the exam deliberately places it next to familial status to see if you know the difference. Learn the New York editions. That's exactly where the exam separates prepared candidates from unprepared ones. More practice at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.